Morning. Welcome back to Cookery SOS podcasts. I've touched briefly on the focus in recent podcasts, how to keep focused. I think I explained a little bit about the Cookery SOS, the cooking. That's why it's important for us in our home. That is our focus. Helps us achieve every day. But I know other people have still asked, carers, families have still asked, how do you do that? How do you get up and do that every day? And you know you're never going to have a holiday for a long, long time. You can't just get out and do what you want willy-nilly. Some of you are probably like us, you don't get far away from the home. So how do you do that? How do you keep focused in a positive state of mind without the negativity taking over and that dark cloud, the dark space that we touched on a couple of episodes ago? So simply, and it does sound quite simple, but this is how we do it at home. If you listen to the news, even if you watch the news, you would 9 out of 10 times you will see negative, really harsh things going on around the world. It's very rarely on the news that you'll see anything that'll make you smile, make you laugh. Very rarely you'll see anything that will possibly inspire you. What it does, it fills your head full of doom and gloom. And I know around the world there's harsh things going on. But ultimately, in your home, you can't do a lot about that. All you can do is do what you're doing within your own home and try and keep yourself upbeat, because possibly you're not getting much support. And that's not because of anybody's fault or anything like that. There's cutbacks. There's numerous, isn't there? Numerous cutbacks going on. But you've got to try and keep yourself in the plus mode, as I like to think of it, in your mind. So I have, again, in the past told you about the music. We have like music lists, playlists that are very upbeat. Music plays a massive part. But if you think in your mind positively, you will feel an awful lot better. On the other side of that, if you think in a negative state of mind, before you know it, you don't feel too well. You're feeling fed up. And that dark cloud and that dark space will take over quite quickly. So every day you wake up, you get up and you always try and see the positive. And I know many of you, it takes you an awful long time in the morning to do what you've got to do before you can even begin the day. The world goes on around you, but in your home, there's a mountain to climb. And again, we'll go back to the early episodes where I told you can't climb a mountain in one day. You never would. Everest, for example. You break it all down in stages. So that's really how we kind of do it. You will get caught up with something that'll happen in the day. It could be at work, it could be at home, and your first thought, if you're not careful, is, oh, why is that happening? And when that happens, you've got to go back to your focus. Your focus is that you're wanting to achieve every day. And in some cases, that just means getting through the day. It's not about running a marathon. It's not about being a top athlete. This is just about getting through the day. And if you, I'm trying to dig deeper and trying to see how I can put it across. If you're an athlete, so we'll say someone like Mo Farah, all right, we all know Mo. He will run and run and run. But he's trained his body. He's trained his body with fitness. He's trained it with fuel. The fuel, obviously, from the food, the correct food that he eats, to give him that little bit extra. But where do you think he wins the races the most? Now, for me, I know where he wins. I know where every top athlete wins. Anybody that's successful, I know where they win. They win in their mind, their mindset. You can't tell me that Mo runs around, I don't know, say 20 odd miles, whatever it is, around that track, and gets 10 miles into it, and he must do sometimes think, I'm sure I can do this. But yet he'll keep running. Yes, he's got the fitness. We know the body will keep going, but it's the mind. And I tend to think, and we both do at home, in our home, the battle, whatever battle you're facing, whatever day you're facing, is won or lost in the mind, the mindset. And it goes back again to the same repeat, repeat, repeat. But it's routine. It will become a routine. And the more you can get positivity into your headspace, your mindset, the far better chance you've got of being focused and continually to be focused. I know it probably comes across too easy, too simple. And for 1 minute, don't get me wrong, I have my days where I think, oof, dear, that's a little bit tougher than what I thought it was going to be. But you've got to go back to that. So for me to get back into the kitchen at night, when I come in from work and get everything sorted, for me to get back in that kitchen, that's my focus every day. Because I know I'm going to have a nice meal in the evening, and me and Mrs. J can enjoy a tasty, tasty meal. Today, for argument's sake, I've got a couple of duck breasts and a slow cooker. Prepped all that last night. Prepped the duck breasts this morning, give them a little bit of colour in the pan. They're in a slow cooker now on low. So I've taken the pressure off when I get through the door tonight. Again. But I've got the focus to go in the kitchen, make an easy tea tonight, and I know I've got time again to prep, ready for tomorrow. So that's repeating. It's repeating, repeating. As I said before, the news, if you're not careful, it's doom and gloom. So move across, get a playlist going. You know, it could be Max Bygraves, there you go, that's good, that's taken a few of us back a bit. Could be Frank Sinatra, whatever really gets you lifted. Get a playlist together. Watching that morning TV, I don't know how many of you do, but we don't. There's another killer, I think, for mindset, if you're not careful. Everything that comes on, it's doom, doom. There's people debating, and really, they're debating sometimes, and they're not going to give you any answers. They're not giving any positivity because it's still all in the muddle while you're sat there getting agitated because you can't believe what's going on. If you want to watch your TV, watch drama that you enjoy. You know, don't be sitting down watching all the soaps, for argument's sake. There's another area, the soaps. They're full of doom and gloom. You never see a happy couple anymore. Well, I'm showing me age there. Bring back Elsie Tanner at the street. So... But hopefully you kind of get the little bit of the gist of this. It's keep it simple, but constantly focus on that positivity. Keep feeding it. The more you feed it, hang around with positive people if you can. Lose any negative people on social media that you may have. You'll see them. There's plenty of them. They get a sniffle and they tell the whole world about it. So get rid of them. And there's worse than them. Anybody that's negative, lose it. Lose it immediately because they will drag you down. And when they've gone, they've offloaded all their troubles as well if they turn up at the door. They turn up at your door and they're offloading their troubles. And it's things that you think, gosh, you can cope with that, but they can't. No, just lose it. Back away from it all. And surround yourself with positive. Positive people, positive thinking, and a positive approach. You, again, control your mind. The mind doesn't control you. Yeah, it has a little battle in there. Get the positive side. Make it more stronger. Make that stronger than the negative. Again, they're short and sweet, these podcasts. They're only 10 minutes long, or up to 10 minutes. But I don't want to bore people constantly. But hopefully you get the message with this one. It is short and sweet. But it gives you that little bit of an idea. Constantly train your mind. Train it to be positive. It will work, trust me. We've been doing it now for years. And as you know, you've seen what we do, what we update. So keep believing, keep fighting for that positive, lose the negatives, lose the negative social media aspects, get rid of it. Get the positive into your life, get the focus, whatever that may be. Thanks for all your messages once again. Speak to you soon on the next Cookery SOS podcast. Bye for now.